I think maybe what Jesus is pointing to most of all is the capacity of a child to, the awareness, the natural awareness of a child of its dependence upon parents, its dependence upon the universe, its dependence upon God. The great German theologian Friedrich Schleiermacher, he's early 19th century, and he's one of the sort of founding father of systematic theology. He has this wonderful phrase, God is the whence of our utter dependence. God is the whence of our utter dependence. Children have a natural sense of the whence of their utter dependence, and therefore they have a very natural sense of God. Sometimes it stays with them, sometimes they seem to grow out of it. But in a child, there is an utterly natural sense of God, which is very striking. I think maybe that's what Jesus means most of all when he says, you've got to be like a child to enter into the kingdom. You've got to have, to recover a sense of our utter dependence and of God as the whence of our utter dependence. As children grow, adults do awful things to them. Sometimes they do obviously awful things. But we might reflect for a moment on the kind of way in which our culture, our society, our economic system treats children. We turn them into, we instrumentalize them in various ways. While they're still children, there are powerful commercial interests that try to turn young children into consumers so that they, their firms, may profit. Watch the advertisements during children's television. It's one of the few things that really makes me quite angry in life, to see the way in which children's minds and wants are being manipulated so that someone may profit from them. We do it as a collective in the Western world in a somewhat different way, but it's still there, in the way in which our educational policy runs. We think of children at school or young adults at university primarily, it would seem, in terms of the framing of policy, as workers in the economy. Schooling is there to turn them into efficient and productive units in an economic system. Now, parents know better, and actually teachers know better. Parents and teachers know that education is about human flourishing, about giving children the preparation that enables them to form and flourish in adult relationships. It's grotesquely reductive to turn them into mere units of production. But that's what educational policies do. And this is a point that is not party political. I can't think of a single major political party that is free of deep blame on this particular score. Well, we at least can be the counterculture. We at least can cherish the children of this church, who are such a joy to us Sunday by Sunday and week by week. And we can guard against the danger that you find even in the church of instrumentalizing children. I shudder when I hear it said, we must look after, we must attract and encourage our children because they are the church of tomorrow. We don't encourage children in this place because they're the church of tomorrow, because we hope that they will grow up to fill the pews for the sake of the institution. We love and we cherish them because they're them and because they are the church of today. Indeed, Jesus suggests in this morning's gospel and in other places, they're the people that we grown-ups should look to teach us what it is to be a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. So for our children be thanks, and to God be glory, now and always. Amen.